Hi, welcome to the Sophia Talk Show. This is a podcast all about books, movies, anything fantasy related or fiction books related. I am Sophia Simpson. I will be your host, and I will be bringing on lots of guests, including authors and readers and non-readers alike. And every once in a while, I'll bring in a serious topic or two. And I hope you enjoy this show as much as I've enjoyed recording it. Oh, and by the way, I'm a young adult Christian fantasy author, which explains the book talk. And on that note, I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the Sophia Talk Show. This is a very special edition because it is my 1 year anniversary edition. Woo! And I have brought on to my show three very special guests, Brooklyn, Nicholas, and Mikey. And they have been on my show before. In fact, Brooklyn and Nikki were my very first interviewees. So they have been so sweet to come back. And Mike is joining us. And I'm super excited to have him on the show, too, because he is also one of my favorite guests. We've had a lot of fun before. So we've got lots to talk about, lots to do today. But first, I want to hear how everybody has been doing. How is the school year going?
I think the school year is going pretty good. Sports are good. Weather's good.
Weather is hot. Not good.
It's way too hot outside. I need it to cool down. I want it to be October.
Agreed.
Yes.
Oh, I love fall.
So bad. It's still going to be hot in October.
No, don't say that.
Let us dream.
Don't say that. No, that's such bad mojo. Uh-huh. I don't like it.
Not
no, I don't accept that. All my fall stuff is up, so I'm demanding the weather to get cooler. And tell me, since this is a book-related show, have any of you read any good books lately since I've last interviewed you?
No, I hate books.
Except mine, though, right?
Yeah, except. Obviously.
Nick.
One exception.
I studied out of a practice book for my ACT.
That's really good. Good job. Did you take the ACT yesterday?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. How about you, Brooklyn? You're my only one that's a
reader. I am in the middle of a book right now, actually.
Oh!
It's called One of Us is Lying. It's like a murder mystery book. It's pretty good.
Is it another Colleen Hoover?
No, I don't do Colleen Hoover.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I don't. Delaney does.
Oh,
I don't.
Why
no,
did
ma'am.
I think you were?
I don't know.
You know, I think Kinley and...
I think it was Kinley.
Peyton. Okay. Or Peyton or Devin. Okay. One of those two. Yeah. Okay. So you're not a Colleen Hoover fan.
No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, that's interesting to know. And you bought my book, so I'm curious.
Did
you happen to start it?
I did start it. I have not finished it yet, though. I've been going back and forth between the two because I started the other one like a year ago, and then I just got so busy. I was like, I need to continue reading that. Then when I got your book, I was like, okay, and I started that one. So I've been going back and forth
between school and work and everything you got going on in your life.
Yes,
you're trying to read a book. Okay, I get it.
Yes, ma'am.
If I can do it on audio, anybody wanna to be audiobook narrator? Any takers?
I believe that I am meant for fame. You have to ask Stuart and Sophia.
Okay, I have a taker. You guys are not interested in reading a book on tape?
I could do a meal character.
You could be Lee.
I would love to see Brooklyn and Mike tag team that voice on. That'd be incredible.
The narrator, and I'm the girl dialogue, and you're the boy dialogue.
There we go.
Yep.
Perfect.
Well, we already said in when I interviewed you, Mikey, that you were my next famous author.
Yeah.
Really? He's got some really good story ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, he really does. I found you. I found, that's not the right word either. What
discovered.
Word? Discovered.
Hey.
That's the word. I'm the author and I can't even think of this word. I've discovered you, Mikey. You're the next best author.
I hope so.
We will also
as long as I get a lot of money. Worldwide.
Worldwide bestseller.
So if anybody who's listening doesn't know this about me, I am a Christian fantasy author, and my books are full of romance, adventure, and all the fun things. Just a little FYI about me. And I am 10,000 words away from finishing book two.
Really?
And I'm happy to say there is boy number two in the story.
Ooh.
So there is going to be the little love triangle.
Drama.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. In fact, I printed out the scene I wrote today, which is like my favorite scene I've written, like in this whole book. Yeah. So I'm super excited. So I'm going to have you read it, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Tell me what you think.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay. Funny little story. My husband thinks that
I have created a character based on somebody real, and it's so not true. I've created him out of the top of my head, and he's completely fictional, yet my husband is extremely jealous of this character.
Did you make him out of personal preference?
Ooh.
Personal preference. Wait. You gotta explain the question. Personal preference for my character, like.
Yeah, like, did you make him as a boy that you'd like pursue?
That's a good question.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see the writer brain?
He asked a good question.
Do you guys see this? I'm telling you. My husband's saying in the background. I heard that. Let me think. I'm getting very rude comments in the background. You guys probably can't hear it. I don't know if I would like a guy named Rain when I was in the dating ages. I definitely like a confident type of dude.
Okay.
And he is that, very confident. But he's a little cocky for me, personally.
Okay.
But for Vella, he's like, he challenges her.
Okay.
And I like that about the story element of it. So, yeah.
That was a good question, Mike.
That was a really good question. Yeah, I like that. I
appreciate that, guys.
Okay, so we've talked about books. How about movies? Any really great movies any of you guys have seen?
Oh my gosh, lately? I watch so many movies. I love movies.
Okay, I have to say my favorite so far is a Netflix movie called Glass Skates. Or Silver Skates.
What is that?
It's like a Russian dubbed movie if it's in English, and it's phenomenal.
Really?
The cinematography, the action, the romance, it's all on ice skates. It's like super good.
Really?
More of a documentary type of guy.
Really?
You know who Johnny Manziel is?
No.
Oh, you should watch that documentary on Netflix. He's a Texas football player.
Oh, he is? Yeah,
and it went about his college life.
Is it like good stuff? Like he was a good guy?
Pretty inspiring.
Good. Because a lot of times those documentaries are all about like,
How he did bad.
And like done terrible things. Yeah. You know?
He's a good guy now.
Good. Oh, now? Yeah. He wasn't?
No.
What do you mean?
He was in the middle.
Oh?
But he is a good guy.
So he was a little naughty?
Yeah.
He had his moments.
He had sold his signature, like his autograph when he was in college, like back when I was illegal.
Oh.
He went to a lot of trouble for that. Yeah.
Well, that's not bad because sometimes a lot of those players have like sexual assault cases and like really, really, really bad stuff. So, autograph.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's
fine.
Can't think of the name.
Yeah. All right. Nick's still looking. Brooklyn, any good movies?
I watched one. It's called Run, Rabbit, Run. It was like a psychological thriller. It was pretty cool. It was a little slow for me, though. I felt like a lot of points were a little boring. But the end was good. So it was kind of like, it's like one of those that like the end like stops before it shows you exactly what happened. So you have to decide for yourself. So and that was pretty good, though.
Oh, so it's like at the end, you don't really know what happened?
Yeah, at the end, like it just shows them like walking and you don't know what like ends up happening. So you don't know, like, if they, like, lived or died, basically, was the thing. So
that would drive me crazy.
I know.
That would drive me crazy.
I don't know. It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, that is an interesting ending. All right. Next.
It is not a movie, but it is a TV show. It's Beef on Netflix. It's really good.
What is it about?
It's really good. It's like these two people arguing, and it's just, I don't know. It's just really good.
Is it, like...
It's not anything related to.
Is it reality?
Yeah, it's realistic.
Reality
yeah.
TV,
mm-hmm.
And they're arguing.
It was like a simple scuffle that they had like in between roads, and then they just kept getting back at each other, and then it just turned into this crazy.
Are there like seasons of this?
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, wait. I think it's just one.
But it's like episode after episode.
Yeah, it
after
came out 2023.
Ah.
Yeah. It was good. It's really, really good.
Didn't I tell you about Sweet Tooth?
Yes.
Yeah.
You okay, know. Tell Brooklyn and Nick because they weren't there to hear.
Isn't it
know
that it's little
sweet.
Rabbit
yeah,
boy
it.
Or like a deer?
Called Deer Boy, yeah.
Boy. Okay.
Isn't there? Wasn't there a new episode? A new show coming up or a new season?
Yeah, it's the third season's coming out.
Oh, it's not out yet.
No, not yet.
I'm gonna have to watch the show because I'm, you know, I'm all into
really good.
Different kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's
what is it about?
It's about the deer boy running into some trouble because he thinks because there's a like a there's a pandemic in the world and they think that like the what's it called when they're mixed like
hybrid?
Hybrid yeah when they think the hybrids are what caused it but really the hybrids had nothing to do with it was just coincidental and they're like out to get them and they gotta like survive it and try to start save the world. And there's like a rogue army going after them.
Rogue army.
Yeah, and there's
army.
This is a little bit like my book too.
And there's some getaways of the army that try and like team up with the hybrids and save them.
With the hybrids. So the hybrids are the good people.
The hybrids are the deer.
I don't think. I think he's trying to say they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So in book two, this like elemental extremist group is like trying to find these hidden communities and these people, and who are mixed, so they're kind of like hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this is like a little mixture between what's the name of it?
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth and Avatar.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Hmm. Well, okay, all right. So tell me your guys's, and I'm gonna know your guys's, but tell me anyway. Tell me your best music experience this year.
Going to see Zach Bryan live in Alabama.
Yeah, all of them in Alabama. The whole festival was awesome.
Rock the South, incredible. You have to go.
Give us free tickets,
please.
I'm poor.
I did not get to go to that.
Okay, Brooklyn, your turn. I can probably guess yours too.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, the Eras Tour.
Taylor Swift, the dog.
Stop it.
Lies. No, that means that's a good term.
Mike is Swiftie. I will say, Taylor Swift is fire.
Okay,
all
just
a 10-minute version.
Pretty or because her songs are good.
I wouldn't even say she's the prettiest. I just like her.
No.
She's just vibing.
Whole 10-minute version is Mike's song. He does all 10 minutes of it.
The whole thing.
You know the whole thing?
From the back.
You're kidding. No.
Back to front.
I've learned so many things about Mikey. That's great.
Very interesting.
So you went to two of her concerts.
I did. Yes, ma'am. I went to one with my sister and the other one with Chelsea Tater.
Was she like teeny, teeny, tiny? Were you so far away?
The second one, yes. But the first one, we got a decent ticket. So for that one. So, I mean, the tickets were great no matter where you sat.
And she's good in concert.
Oh, she's great. She's a very good performer, I'd say. So it
That's
was
awesome.
Fun.
What's good to see her in a movie?
Yeah, she's actually coming out with one. We're going to see it. Mm-hmm. It's like the Eras Tour movie. I think it's going to be documentary style. I don't know. She hasn't released a trailer or anything.
I'm feeling like, you know that movie Love Again that came out?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see anything about that Love Again movie?
I did not.
No. Well, anyway, it just came out. And I'm feeling like she'd do really good at that. If she maybe...
She's done a couple acting things.
She has, really?
I think it was called Amsterdam that she did. I watched it. She was a side character. And then did you ever watch Valentine's Day?
I never did see
that. Well, it's really funny. She plays like a high school girl, like with her boyfriend on Valentine's Day. And so she does that. She was like super goofy in it. Like she was really weird, but like, it was funny though. Like she was really funny in it. Like, and something like that. So, she's been in a couple things, but I'm sure there are more, but that's what I've seen.
All right. My next question. Now, keep this PG, people. This is a PG show.
Of course. Always. Forever.
Oh, no. Have your attention now. Have you ever had a dream that you thought would make a great book or story idea? And what is it?
Most of my dreams are just really, really weird.
Oh. So they don't make no sense?
Not really. Oh. I mostly forget after like 10 seconds after waking up. So.
Oh.
I feel like. Rather than dream, I feel like if I ever had a nightmare or something, I feel like that'd make a cool movie. Like getting robbed and then chasing them and jets and I don't know, just a bunch of stuff.
So
it's wherever. Yeah. The mind wanders.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Brooklyn? Anything?
I don't dream anymore.
You don't dream at
all? When I take melatonin, I'll have like really weird dreams that like make no sense. And if I don't take melatonin, I don't dream.
Oh my god.
And if I do, it's like crazy a little like dreams. 10-minute like... Like, I think I'm awake type thing. Like, I dreamt this morning that, like, I got a text from my friend, and, like, I read it, and I responded, and, like, woke up, and it never happened. And I was like, what the heck?
That was also the boy she's trying to get with. So.
Okay.
What's her name, Brooklyn?
It was a girl that texted me, thank you, and it wasn't even real, guys.
It was a dream.
It was a dream. Thank you.
Remember, keeping this PG.
Keeping this PG, guys.
So it was a dream. It was good.
She texted me, like, are you on the way? Oh. Like, I was picking her up to go somewhere, and I was...
That's a hybrid.
Interesting dreams.
Nothing interesting, guys.
Okay, have you ever watched a movie and said, hey, that was my idea. I've thought of that first. Has that ever happened to you?
I think maybe, like, my 6-year-old self, probably. But I know those. Mm-hmm. I know everything I thought of or saw came way before me. So mm-hmm. I don't really believe.
It's like you're speaking.
It did. I'm just saying, like Lion King.
That was your idea.
That was your idea.
Watch that, like, idea. I've dreamt of that before.
Right.
Probably just saw it the day before. You never know.
That's true.
Six years old.
All right, Mikey, anything?
I used to write, like, fake books about zombies, and then aww. The Walking Dead came out.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Well, Walking Dead came out, I would say I figured out what The Walking Dead was, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I just ran into it.
Do you still have these books?
No, they were, like, on old Word documents when I was in, like, third grade.
Aww.
No one loved her either.
His young brain.
Johnny went to the field. Johnny died. Johnny had needed more food.
Johnny saw a zombie.
Johnny ran.
Yeah. Johnny got mauled by a demon dog. Sorry, PG, that was 13 there.
I don't even know what you said. What was that demon
Johnny
dog?
Johnny got mauled dog. By a demon dog.
Okay.
That's what I heard. I'm forgetting we're on video.
Okay, Brickline, anything?
You look
no,
terrible.
I'm not that creative. I can be, but only when I try really.
Not creative.
Oh,
my fault.
That's not her fault. She has no control over
like,
that.
Tiny dreams, like that, I think are real. I always check my phone when I wake up because, like, I always dream that someone texted me. Like almost every night, I dream that like one of my friends texted me. Like almost every night, and I wake up, I'm like, what was that? I think it's really scary. Happens way too much.
Oh, no.
I know. Okay.
That's why I play so bad at the Invitationals, because my brain's not on yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
True.
Oh, real. I don't like that.
Not tomorrow, though.
No.
The narrative switches tomorrow.
We're talking golf. Golf?
Golf.
Is the subject of the moment. These two are on the golf team, and they're amazing.
Are they?
We're okay.
They are amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm bad.
Mikey has struggled a little bit. Nicholas has struggled a little bit. I'm just being honest.
That's why. That's why I did that.
Oh,
humble them. No, I like it. Need it.
Well, you guys are amazing.
Y'all need to be humbled. Sometimes.
You guys are amazing. You're just gonna. You're gonna have. You're. It's gonna come all together. What
ever
are you guys
have you?
Two
what
days
are you
ago.
Whispering? Okay. Ready? Next question. Which movie actor or actress are you dying to meet?
Adam Sandler. That's mine.
Adam Sandler?
Mine. Yes.
That's my generation.
Him. Oh. He's so funny. I love him so much.
I think I'd want to meet Ice Cube. I don't know why.
Wait, he's a musician, right?
No, he's an actor, too. He's in a lot of movies.
He's really?
What is he in?
Are We There Yet? You ever seen that movie?
Oh, he's like a comedy actor, right? Okay. Not PG.
Oh.
It's kind of PG. Yeah, I watched it when I was young.
Well, PG, Mike, because you watched it when you were young. You can take that into much consideration.
Okay. So Are We There Yet is not a good movie to watch for young people?
I mean, if you're not like 12, then maybe like 14, 15.
PG-13.
PG-13.
Okay. That's okay. We can do PG-13. I'll accept PG-13.
It is a young adult thing, so.
Yeah. All right, Nick.
Really still thinking of.
It could be an actress. It doesn't have to be an actor.
There's definitely actresses you want to meet.
I'm sure.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence?
One.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Love her.
Hunger Games girl?
Yes.
Yes.
She's beautiful. Oh, that's another really good one. Jennifer Aniston? Yeah.
Wow.
Mike does not care.
Mike reaches high.
Okay. Aim for the stars.
If you aim for the stars and you miss, at least you're in the sky.
Jennifer Aniston, if you hear this. He's right here. He's here. He's waiting.
Stand there for watch.
Y'all can both come.
Can I be in your next movie?
Two man.
Wow.
Okay. I have kind of this whole thing. I don't know if we did this. I don't know if I did this with you in Brooklyn. I don't know if I did it with you and Kenley either. It was Kenley you were with, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheat.
Is this a quiz?
No, it's not really a quiz. These are rapid fire questions.
I'm scared.
Yeah. So. You have to answer. You can't think. You just have to answer. Okay?
Okay.
Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
Neither.
Hot dog or burger?
Burger.
Burger.
Yeah, all the same. Pizza or sushi?
Pizza. Sushi.
I was gonna say, Mikey, sushi. Yeah, sushi. Lamborghini or Ferrari?
Lamborghini.
Ferrari.
Lambo.
Lambo. Lambos are cringe.
For sure. Love car.
House in the Bahamas or house in the cabin in the woods?
House in the Bahamas.
House in the Bahamas with a golf course.
You said Bahamas?
Bahamas, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Nature music or fan at night?
Fan.
Fan.
Zach Bryan music.
Nature music.
What? Is it Zach Bryan music or fan?
Zach Bryan music.
Oh, okay. Okay, so two fans. Which movie is better, Star Wars or Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Star Wars.
I've never seen Star Wars.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things hype better.
Mike?
Me and Mike are the same.
Never seen Star Wars.
We're having movie night.
Oh my gosh,
no.
I'm so down.
We're having movie night.
Football.
Ordering some Olive Garden. Please.
You've never seen a Star Wars, are you kidding me?
Never seen one of them.
You've never seen none of them?
I fell asleep after the first 10 minutes of one of them with Chelsea. She loves them. So I watched like 10 minutes of one and that is it.
Straight to bed.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're having movie night at my house. Avatar 1 or Avatar 2?
One.
I don't even know what that is.
The blue people!
Just a pass?
No! No.
The blue people.
The blue people.
Yeah.
The anime thing that you are into.
Oh, what?
No,
Avatar, Brooklyn.
Yes, it is.
You? I have nothing
oh,
against
really?
You.
You're not hating? You? You seem to really find it funny back then.
So you dressed up as it? Yeah, that was funny.
It was Halloween.
Who did you dress up as?
I don't want to talk about it. Next topic. Please. I don't want to relive that.
I'm not hitting on you at all. We want a picture in this like of Nick in his costume. I definitely still have
no.
When you dressed up like that, I defended you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You defended me to my face, but to everybody else, you made fun of me.
I definitely did not do that. I would never.
Next topic.
Topic for some reason. Okay, here we go. Another. Well, I can't ask this one now.
Shoot. Ask it.
Star Wars or Harry Potter? Don't tell me you haven't seen Harry Potter.
You are missing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Harry Potter just because I think it's cooler.
Yeah, I agree. Like Harry Potter World at Universal. Oh my God. Yeah. I love it so much.
Harry Potter World.
Butterbeer? Have you ever had Butterbeer?
So good.
Awful.
What? It's
terrible. Butterbeer is awful.
You don't like caramel.
It is really sweet.
You don't like caramel, do
you? It's really, really, really sweet.
He doesn't like caramel.
I don't like nothing.
That's his. All right. My last rapid fire question. Indiana Jones or Batman?
Batman.
Lego
Indiana
Batman.
Indiana Jones is great, but Batman.
I've never seen either, but I have seen Lego Batman. And that is like one of my favorite movies of
the time. That is disgraceful.
You don't like Lego Batman?
The fact that you've only seen Lego Batman.
Wait a second.
Please. I like really much.
Robert Pattinson was Batman.
John Barbie?
Hello?
I loved Barbie.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think a guy could walk in by himself and go watch Barbie?
Yeah.
No.
I think all men need to watch it with his friend.
Yep.
I think
with
all
his
men
friend.
Need to
I'm
see
saying
Barbie.
A man by himself.
Okay, I have a little issue with Barbie. Let me tell you what my issue is. My issue is they hate on men in that movie. Mm. They bash on men. Mother of Two Sons. I'm not down with that at all. Like,
maybe
they
have
no voice in that movie.
I think
like,
it's just more of like a joke.
I hear that he's going to have his own movie.
Really?
I don't know. Okay.
I will not be saying that
just
one.
Just kidding.
Thank you for the vocals.
I will in all honesty say I did not expect Mikey to be here during taping, but I'm so glad he is. I'm so glad you had me. Triple better. So I had gift cards as prizes, but I now have a cash prize for the main winner.
Ooh.
So everybody goes home with a prize.
Yay.
But depends if you go home with the cash prize.
Okay.
Okay, which is double the prize of the gift cards.
Wow.
And they're Chick-fil-A this time. Nice. Because I figured you don't want a Starbucks gift card for clothes. Okay. So this very special clothes that I made.
I'm so excited.
Is just brand new, hot off the presses. And it's 1 year ago today quiz.
Okay. So, is it like history or like pop culture?
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, a little sports, a little entertainment, little that.
This is going to be mostly score based. Like
I need everybody's scores.
For your next one, you should get buzzers, Miss Sophia. Like little buttons where like you press.
I do have a buzzer. You should. I have, but there's only one.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. 1 year ago today, quiz. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
All right. This is a four possible answers.
Okay.
A, B, C, or D.
Do we just blurt it out?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Good thing you asked.
Okay.
You have to wait. I'll count to three, and then you tell me your answer. You know what would be a good idea is if you guys wrote them out. Okay. Now, you can't cross out your answers and put the right answers on.
And don't look at mine, because I know.
Stop cheating.
I'm literally trying to get my paper away from you.
Let's go.
Okay. Ahead. All right. Ready? Number one. This is 10 questions. Okay. Which movie was refeatured in theaters to celebrate its 10-year anniversary 1 year, or 10, yeah, 1 year ago. So it's 10-year anniversary 1 year ago. A, Barbie the Nutcracker. B, Twilight. C, Pitch Perfect. D, The Matrix. I love it.
I already wrote it down.
Okay. Number two. No cheating.
Oh, we're doing
it. Oh, we're doing it. I thought we were saying it. That's
well,
you said you were going to do a countdown.
No, I changed my mind.
Okay.
I think we're going to all compare.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Let me think about this. Like, write them down and then compare.
Yeah. Just so we can't, like, cheat.
Okay. Number two. Whose death a year ago made world...
Can we go over number one's answer?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. That's a good idea. Let's go over number one's answer.
Okay.
Who thought it was A? B? You're right.
Hey, I knew it.
You threw Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. I will know.
See, I've not seen it. I actually haven't seen it.
What?
No.
That's part of movie night.
Okay.
Oh, one of my favorite movies ever.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Number two. Whose death a year ago made world news? A, Patrick Swayze. B, Paul McCartney. C, Tom Cruise. D, Queen Elizabeth II. Who said it was A, Patrick Swayze? B, Paul McCartney? Nobody? C, Tom Cruise? D, Queen Elizabeth? Oh, all of you! Okay.
Okay, wait. You're wrong.
All right. I gave away that question. That was a really easy question. Okay, number three. Who won for best comedy in the Emmys last year? A, Ted Lasso. B, Curb Your Enthusiasm. C, The Marvelous Miss Maisel. D, Murders in the Building. All right. Who said Ted Lasso?
Oh, wait, I have not answered yet. I have not written it.
She's out of the question.
I was not going to put that. So call me wrong for that. I was not going to get that one.
Okay,
I never in my life would have guessed that.
Okay.
I never in my life would have known
Mikey
that.
Mikey and Nick got Ted Lasso right.
Yeah.
Now we're all even.
Yeah, I was going to go Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Okay. I'm sorry. Next time, I'll make sure that you guys are ready to answer. Okay, number four. Who announced their retirement from tennis after 20 years of professionally playing 1 year ago? Now, this is two possible answers out of four. So,
two out of four?
You have two out of four. Two,
do we have to put two?
Two out of four of these are correct.
Okay. Do we only have to put one, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
A, Rafael, huh, Nick?
Rafael Nadal.
How do you say it?
Rafael Nadal.
Rafael?
Everyone calls him Rafa, though. No one says Rafa.
Rafa Nadal.
Well, that's his name.
It's Rafa Nadal.
Okay, Rafa.
Thank you.
Nadal person. B, Serena Williams. C, Maria Sharapova. D, Roger Federer. You guys have 50% chance to get this right because two of them retired. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody say Nadal?
I did.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Okay. Anybody say Serena Williams? Yep. Mikey? Yep, that's right. Anybody say Maria? No. Roger Federer? All right. Nikki and Mikey.
Come on now.
Rafa or Roger? Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer are my mom's two favorites. So I knew it was one of those.
Shoot. Okay. No, Nadal's still playing. Number five. What? Okay, so far, Nikki and Mikey are neck and neck here.
Oh, no.
Do this.
Brooklyn, you got to catch up.
I will.
Okay. Number five. What time did Kenyan runner Eliud Kipchoge set for the world record in a marathon 1 year ago? Here are four possible answers. What did he get in a marathon? A, 3 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds. B, 1 hour, 46 minutes, 23 seconds. C, 2 hours, 15 minutes, 15 seconds. D, 2 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds. If you're a good test taker, you would get this question right. And I'll tell you why in a minute.
Wait, now I want to take
it. Whoa. That's cheating.
What?
She already wrote it down.
She hasn't asked, but he gave him strategy. Okay, whatever, fine, I'll leave it.
Okay,
it's fucking cheating. Like the test instructor. Okay, saying,
okay.
Oh, yeah,
did anybody say 3 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds?
Nope.
Okay. Did anybody say 1 hour, 4 to 6 minutes, 23 seconds? Nope. Anybody say 2 hours, 15 minutes, 15 seconds? How about 2 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds?
How did you know that?
Because she was up and then she just went down. The question was 3 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, and the median was the D answer, so I just figured it was D.
Good for you.
You got that.
Lucky
girl. What would you have changed it to, Nick?
I would have changed it to the one of the 2 hours ones, because you said
Okay. Can you believe that? A marathon in 2 hours and a minute?
That's not 26 miles.
That's 26 miles. Be wait, 26 or 23?
I don't know.
26.2.
Because half is 13.1.
Yeah. I used to be a runner. I should know these things. Okay, number six. Which major music star released their third album 1 year ago? A, Taylor Swift. B, Paul McCartney. C, Ringo Starr. D, John Lennon.
Can I hear the question again?
Which major music star released their third album 1 year ago? Mm-hmm. A, Taylor Swift. B, Paul McCartney. C, Ringo Starr. D, John Lennon. And if one of you guys answers one of these questions, I'm failing you. You fail this whole thing.
What?
If you answer one of these questions, if one of you answers one of these answers. I'm failing you on the whole thing.
Okay. I have a feeling why.
Okay, no. Who said Taylor Swift? Anybody? No. How about Paul McCartney? No.
Dang
it. Ringo Starr.
What?
He's a drummer on the Beatles.
Okay, at least nobody said John Lennon because he's dead. He's been dead a long time.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Yes, very, very rest in peace.
These questions were not made for
Ringo.
Me,
so none of you got things right. Shoot. Hey, I'm making really good questions here.
You are.
True.
Okay, this is another one of those. You can do this. Okay, you can do this. It might seem like an impossible question.
Okay.
How tall was the tallest tree found in the Amazon a year ago today? All right. Here's some different answers here. A, 290 feet tall, which is 29 stories. B, 400 feet tall, which is 40 stories. C, 100 feet, 10 stories. D, 150 feet, 15 stories.
Wait, let me see. Let me just see.
Hey,
you're visual.
I'm crossing it out before you.
Gosh,
wait. Give me a second. Hold on.
You got this, Nick.
Okay, I'll take a little drink of my drink. Ready? Are we ready? No, not ready.
No.
Not ready? Did anybody say A? Good. Everybody. You guys got that right.
Let's go.
I got it.
Touch it. Look.
This is rigged.
I was going to put D. I was.
That's what I was going to
put. Yeah. Because that's where I was like, all right, let me actually think. I was like, all
right, let's go A. It's how many?
Wait. 290 feet? That's 29 stories. That's huge.
I was thinking
100.
That's no way.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely seen bigger.
Bigger trees? Yeah. You've seen a bigger tree than 100 feet?
Like,
yeah,
safari,
that's true.
Like, looking online.
Yeah, that's true.
Trees are
just look up pictures of trees. Your free time.
Okay. Number eight. Okay, let's see how we're doing here.
I'm not doing well.
Oh, no, Brooklyn, you're not doing very well at all. So it's down.
No question before you start.
Yeah. From what happened a year ago, I deserve this. Trees aren't very gentle.
Yeah.
You beat me in the quiz.
I did.
He will not forget that.
Yeah, because it was all about T Swift. I did not know about T Swift.
Miss Sophia had my
okay,
back on
so
that
let's
one.
See. Let's see. Mikey's got two questions wrong. Nick has three questions wrong. So Mikey's ahead by one. Nick, come on.
8, 9, and 10. Let's go.
How am I doing? Do I have a chance still? If I get all of them right.
Me and Mike have got
to tell them to be straight.
Come back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They already Mikey has 5 questions right already, and you would need. You might tie. I think you still have a chance. There's 3 questions left.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Brooklyn, don't give up. Don't give up. Okay, this is another 50-50 chance.
Oh, God.
Which statement is true? A, Catholics outnumber Protestants for the first time in history in Northern Ireland 1 year ago. B, Protestants outnumber Catholics for the first time in history 1 year in Northern Ireland 1 year ago. Is it A or B? Which is true?
Don't say it yet. Don't say it yet. So it's either A is Catholics are more or B, Protestants are more.
Right.
Okay.
Northern Ireland. Okay, you got to think your history a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going deep into my brain for this one.
Yeah, who think a little bit about history. First?
It's like stressful.
That's big national news, so this must be a big deal.
All right, locking it in.
All right, locking it in.
Don't go yet.
I can't give any hints now because they've already given their answers.
I'm switching it. I take it back. No, switching it. All right, yeah, I feel like that. No, I don't.
All right, on the count of three, Brooklyn, you got to answer. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Who said A?
I did.
You're right.
Look at this. B-A-B-A. Oh, wait.
Wait.
I went back so many times, I forgot.
Nick, you got it right.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
Okay, this means I can't win because Mike got it right too, but I could beat you.
No.
I could beat you.
Never.
Beat you round two.
I need Mike to choke.
Oh, he might. Let's see. Okay. Uh-oh. This is a really bad news because Mikey's a baseball player, and this is a baseball question. You guys are going down. Okay. Mikey, if you don't get this question right, I'm going to be like really, 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 really surprised.
Ready?
St. Louis Cardinal slugger Albert Pujols.
Pujols.
Oh my God, this is actually pretty tricky.
Pujols hit how many career... I did? What is it? What did he say?
Pujols.
That's what I said.
Right. I forgot.
She actually haven't even finished saying it. I can't get past the name.
I'm sorry. Got me off.
Okay. We're not making fun of your name, Mr. Albert.
I'm really sorry. Pujols. If you're watching this.
St. Louis Cardinals slugger Albert Pujols.
Pujols.
Hit how many career home runs 1 year ago today? A, 700. B, 400. C, 500. D, 800.
I can't remember. It's not clicking. It's between
a couple, but it's actually not clicking right now. I believe.
I'm feeling very confident.
Nick, you've got a chance. Brooklyn, you got a chance. All right. Are all the answers in?
Yes. Locked in.
Who said A? Nick, you're right.
Damn.
700.
Oh, how do I
get that?
That's huge. What was your answer? 500? Mm-hmm. That's respectable.
I don't even know. Like,
wow. One question left. Here we go. This is it.
Yeah. I feel like 8, Bum. 10, 11, 12. You have 700. It's like, oh,
Bum. Me and Mike are tied, and this is the last question.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got it wrong.
Let's see. You've gotten two wrong. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 wrong. 1, 2, 3 wrong. You're right. You both are tied. And it's the last question. Me. Who's getting the cash prize?
Me.
It'll probably somehow get distributed.
Brooklyn thought it was going to be like 7, 8, or 9. She was really surprised it was in the 100s. I said, but here is the thing. It's career home runs over his entire career.
Oh, just in that 1 year.
No. But still, that's a lot. Okay, number 10. Ready?
Got this.
Which hurricane made landfall as a Category 4 in Florida a year ago today? A, Idalia. B, Ian. C, Elias. D, Eileen. Answers are in. Anybody say Idalia? Nope. Anybody say Ian? All three of you. Good job.
I asked a tiebreaker question.
We'll split the cash.
No, let me ask something. A tiebreaker question.
Okay, go ahead, Brooklyn.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Make it good, Brooklyn.
I'll be fair.
Make it good.
Okay.
Does it have to be, is it a year ago question? Does it follow the theme of the quiz?
It's not going to be exactly a year, though, because I'm really bad at time.
That's okay. These all weren't exactly a year ago, either. They were approximately. I should have probably said that. Approximately.
Can I look something up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the only reason I remember the Pujols is because there's that card in MLB.
There was a what?
There's a card in MLB. Like, when he did it, like, it's on there. And it says 700 career home runs. It's like a specific card. That's what I thought. I was like, I swear that was a 7.
That is really good, man. I am, Mikey, surprised you didn't get that question. But I did make it kind of tricky. Like if I had said like 700, 100, 200, 300, you would have known. It was the 700.
Okay. I have my question.
I knew it wasn't like
two. Talk in the mic.
Oh, I knew it wasn't two of them, but
the 700, 800, 300.
No, it was the 700, 500. I know. No one's hit 800
no
home
one?
Run.
No one has?
The most ever hit in a season is like 760.
Really?
762, yeah.
By who?
Barry Bonds.
Dog.
He's not even in the Hall of Fame, though, because he caught him on
steroids. Crazy.
But
he's the best player to ever play. So.
Yeah, Barry Bonds. Another naughty one. You got one?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Here we go. Birkin's got the breaking tying question. No! We got one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This is not going to be multiple choice. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Does it need to be?
Is it true or false?
No. Do I need to give them options?
Probably options.
Okay. A year ago, we're going to say a year ago today, but it wasn't exactly today. It was in October. A year ago, Taylor Swift released Midnights, her album, okay? Before that, what was the last album she had dropped?
One of the choices.
Okay, your options are going to be. Your options are going to be Fearless, Taylor's version, Red, Taylor's version, Evermore, or Folklore. Folklore. Sorry.
Year ago today?
Mm-hmm.
October.
The one before that, right?
Yeah. It came out, the one that came out before
Midnight. I knew it was going to be a Swifty question.
I knew it.
Hold on. Say them again.
Okay. So a year ago today, Taylor Swift released Midnight. Okay. Before Midnight, what was her most recent album? I'm making sure I'm correct.
Can I have the example?
Yes. Fearless, Taylor's version. Red, Taylor's version. Evermore, or Folklore.
All right. Locked it in.
Mike, are you locked in?
Yep.
Okay. I'm trying to think of my order again.
I feel like you're more confident.
Fearless,
should we go
Red,
with your answer first?
Something Folklore.
No. Yeah, okay. Just same time.
Okay. Y'all don't want me to ask. You just want to say it.
Just be like, okay, who did A?
Okay, who said Fearless? Who said A?
Me.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Yeah!
I'm so proud
Team
of you.
In the
it's
house.
Okay. Everybody leaves a winner. Everybody leaves a winner. Look.
I got BS'd once again. Two T-Swift fans teamed up against me.
$20 goes to Mikey.
He owes me about $500, so that'll be going to me.
And this one is for Nick, and this one is for Brooke.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys were awesome coming on my show.
That was beautiful. Had so much fun.
And I hope we will have a second year anniversary next year.
2, 3, 4.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And I want you guys reading a lot. Until you get to that. Okay, so that's homework for the next year.
Whole lot of reading going on.
A lot
on.
Of reading the next
but
year.
We are having a Star Wars marathon.
100%. I'm so down.
And what was the movie? Nerf.
Pitch Perfect. Yes.
So,
I'll be gone for Pitch Perfect.
No, you won't be.
We're going to force you.
It's a big part of pop culture.
Yeah. Whoever's in it. I agree. I don't know anything about it.
Something's important.
Mikey, you want to see Pitch Perfect?
No.
You would like it, Mike. I genuinely believe you would enjoy it.
Is it a musical?
No, but it's like, there's a lot of singing. It's like a cappella groups competing against each other. It's really funny.
Okay, mm-hmm. Pitch Perfect. That makes
yes,
sense.
Then.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming
on.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank
you
for having us. You guys are amazing, as always. And until next time, I shall see you guys again, and thank you for coming on Sophia Talk Show. Thanks for listening to the Sophia Talk Show. Come back for more fun interviews and talks about all things fantasy and fiction. Go to sophiasimpson.com, Sophia with an F, if you'd like any links that I mentioned in the show. And find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for all things Sophia Simpson books. My handle is Sophia Simpson, author. See you there.